His name's sake. I write unto you, my little children, because your sins are forgiven you, for his name's sake. 1 John 2, verse 12. What a depth of love the Lord had for all his own. How deep the love of the Father. And John the Apostle in his twilight years was submerged in love for his Lord. For he had dwelt on his gracious words, for no man spoke like this man. Love as I have loved, trust as little children, forgive as your Father has forgiven you. John had experienced the love and forgiveness of Christ in his own turbulent life. For this son of thunder, who thought to strike others with fire and brimstone, now seeks to smite them with Christ's forgiveness and the love of Jesus. For his own dirty feet had been washed in love by the gracious Son of God. This beloved disciple had seen forgiveness flow at Calvary as Christ implored, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This devoted follower had witnessed words of forgiveness to the burly fisherman. Feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my precious little children. This aging apostle longed for others to know the blessings of Christ's forgiveness. This prophet of God ached that others be washed in the blood of the Lamb. John knew these children were sinners, both in practice and by nature. He knew the blessings of forgiveness and grace of God were freely open to all. But he also knew the only sacrifice for sin rested on the spilt blood of the Lord Jesus. John knew he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, for the wrath of God was poured out on Christ to pay that price for all sin. God's forgiveness was for his sake, for Christ's sake, for the sake of his Son. It was not for the sake of man's merit or man's work, but for his name's sake. His blood alone could pay the price for sin, all sin, every sin, secret sins, open sins. His sacrifice alone could atone for sins committed and man's inherent sin nature. He alone could pay the price for sin, past sin, present sin, future sin. He alone could atone for sin, sins of the body and sins of the mind, big sins, little sins, original sin, actual sin, every sin, all sin. Christ's blood was shed for the remission of sin. His death alone could satisfy the wrath of a holy God for the sin of the world. And your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. What a depth of love the Lord had for his own. How deep the love of the Father. And John the Apostle in his twilight years was submerged in love for his Lord. John drank deeply of the love and forgiveness of his Jesus. And so we read, I write unto you, my little children, because your sins are forgiven you, for his name's sake.